I personally don't believe there has ever been a better swimmer than Michael Phelps.
Michael Fred Phelps was born on June 30th, 1985, in Baltimore, Maryland. At the age of 7, Phelps followed his two sisters into swimming, and by 11, his talent won over swim coach Bob Bowman.
Bob Bowman saw early on that Michael Phelps was going to be an unusual character. It's not just that Michael grew early on and he had big feet and big hands, but what Bob Bowman saw early on in Michael Phelps is that Michael Phelps did not like to lose. Michael doesn't like to lose at all. That is what makes great athletes great.
At 14, Phelps entered his first U.S. national championships, and 1 year later, he became the youngest American male swimmer to enter the Olympics in 68 years.
He was a 15-year-old. I mean, you could definitely tell he was a young kid, but one thing is that when he jumped in the pool and the training that he was going through, you can see that this guy had tremendous talent and was ready to be with the best and compete with the best.
In 2001, Phelps swam the 200-meter butterfly and became the youngest male swimmer to break a world record. By 16, Phelps declared himself a pro and signed a six-figure deal with Speedo.
Michael's decision was to turn pro because he felt, one, he could get sponsors, and two, he could help grow the sport of swimming. If you think about it now, Michael has grown the sport of swimming in a way that would not have been possible if he had just taken the traditional route and, say, gone to UCLA or gone to Stanford or gone to Ohio State or wherever.
During the 2003 U.S. Spring National Championships, Phelps became the first man to win in three different strokes at one national event. That same year, he set five world records at the World Championships.
It's very rare for a swimmer to be so talented that he can do multiple strokes. They either swim one stroke or two strokes, but here's a kid that could actually do all four strokes. So the comparison started to, Mark Spitz started getting into the conversations that Michael might have a chance to, you know, win seven in the Olympics.
Entering the 2004 Olympic Games, Phelps was given the Speedo Challenge, $1 million to match the 7 gold medal record of swimmer Mark Spitz.
Michael Phelps won 8 medals at the Athens Olympics. 6 of them were gold. Now, some people say, oh my goodness, Michael did not match Mark Spitz. That's a failure. Are you kidding me? The guy won 8 medals, 6 of them gold. By any stretch of the imagination, that's a huge accomplishment. It's phenomenal.
In 2005, Phelps entered the University of Michigan to continue training with Coach Bowman. And 3 years later, he was primed for the Beijing Olympics in 2008.
Nobody thought that Michael Phelps could win 8 gold medals at the Olympics. Mark Spitz, his record had stood for years. Even Mark Spitz said it couldn't be done. The average Olympic swimmer races 2 races, is in the pool 3 days during the week. Michael Phelps was in the pool twice a day for 7 days a week, racing all the time.
In the 2008 Beijing Olympics, Michael Phelps made history by winning 8 gold medals. He won every single race that he raced in. Nobody else has ever done it, and it's not clear that anybody else is ever going to do it ever again.
Phelps holds the record for winning the most gold at a single Olympics and is the all-time leader in Olympic gold medals. In 2011, Phelps was named Forbes' 5th most influential athlete in preparation for his return to the Summer Olympics in 2012.
Michael Phelps is a great athlete because he has great ambition, he's got great talent, but more than all of that, he is relentlessly mentally tough. When you stand up in the Olympic final, there are 8 guys on the blocks. 7 of them are looking around and they know that Michael Phelps is up there with them. Michael Phelps isn't looking around at anybody else. He's up there by himself and he knows he's going to win.